The Age of Reason. Once my father got invited by an almost perfect stranger, a 400-pound alcoholic who bought the drinks all day, to go really flying sometime, sightseeing in his Piper Cub. And my father said, "Perfect. Tomorrow was my birthday. I'd be 7 years old, a chip off the old daredevil himself, and we'd love to go flying. We'd even bring a case of beer." My father weighed 250, 275 in those days. The beer weighed something, the ice, the cooler. I weighed practically nothing, 45, maybe 50 pounds at the most, just enough to make me nervous. Where were the parachutes? Who was this guy? Then suddenly, there we were, lumbering down a bumpy, too-short runway and headed for a fence. "Holy shit," my father shouts. And that's it. All we need by way of the miraculous to lift us in a twinkling over everything. Fence, trees, and power line. What a birthday. We were really flying now. We were probably high enough to have another beer, in fact. High enough to see Belle Isle, the waterworks, Packard's, and the Chrysler plant. We could even see our own bug-sized house down there, our own backyard, smaller than a chewed-down thumbnail. We wondered if my mother was taking down the laundry, and if she'd wave. Lightning trembled in the thunderheads above Belle Isle. Altitude, 2,500. Airspeed, 120. But the fuel gauge, I noticed, quivered right on empty. I'd reached the age of reason. Our pilot lit a big cigar.